our parshias, Moshe Rabbeinu does moifsim, and Paro doesn't believe. So Moshe makes more moifsim, and weiter Paro doesn't believe. As there is the whole Esa Makis, Moshe tries to do moifsim, Moshe does moifsim, and Paro doesn't believe. And the Mefarshim explain, the Machlekes Paro and Moshe Rabbeinu was, everyone knew that Moshe has unbelievable koiches, and that's for the Akidim. There's no suffix, you cannot believe. It's factors. Now they thought Moshe, he's a kind of witch, a black witch, called Superman Azah, Modern Azah. He has Bazundere Koichas. It doesn't make sense. But they didn't think that Moshe Rabbeinu is a Novi Hashem. Paro comes, he tells them, our kids also could do it. Okay, they're not so professional like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, the Chartumim, they go halfway. Say it, Moshe is special. Moshe is over everyone. Say it. But not that Moshe Rabbeinu is Epes Novi Elohim. And Moshe Rabbeinu the whole time says, Hashem Shlochani. We have as Bavus the vote, and Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro, Hashem tells Moshe, tell Paro, Bechatzai Salailo, and Yoitze Meretz Mitzrayim, V'Keisi Kol B'choy. Moshe comes and tells Paro, Kachatzais. Like the Gemara, why he said kachatzois? Say bachatzois. Shemo yitu atztagninei paroi, veyoim ru Moshe badayu. What will happen? We're getting one pshat. What will happen? Tztagninei paroi, Rashi says the Moshul, they will say chatzois is 12:02. And at 12 o'clock, everyone will die. So they'll tell Moshe, yeah, you're wrong. It happened 2 minutes earlier. So everyone will die. What do you want? Shema yitu atztagnine paro, v'yemu Moshe bada. But the off of Chatzos could be a couple minutes. Not that they will think Chatzos is tomorrow, yeah? They will have it off. They'll miss a couple minutes. Yitu atztagnine paro, v'yemu Moshe bada. Moshe bada. Moshe missed it in 2 minutes. Beside them, big deal. Lamaisa, all the prayers are dead on the floor. What's the difference? The Teretz is, the difference of Kishuf and Novi Hashem is Kishuf is almost. It's almost. Moshe has the koiches to pull the dead, the dog, the shady, mechleistish, but it could miss. Kodesh Baruch Hu is exactly. There's no missing. It's exact. The Melech, Moshe Rabbeinu and Makas Pchoyres, that this is Bezois Teda. Moshe Rabbeinu misses Epes, Moshe Badai, Moshe is not Rabbeinu Shalom. We know by Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the one that created the world, it's exactly. If you manage almost, it's very nice of you, very, very chazak, but Nishkin Navi Hashem. We see the same thing when Moshe tells him, you want me to take away the Tzfardeim? He says, yeah. Look, Moshe, he's spoiled all life. But when you want? He says, tomorrow afternoon, yeah? It's Meshuggah. You're calling him, Kenish, take away. Moshe says, when you want? Tomorrow. Because he thinks Moshe came now, Mr. Moshe knows it's going to finish in a second. This magic is going to finish. Moshe is coming, okay, you want me to take it away? Paro says, you know what? I'll give him another day. Let me say if you could carry it for another day. He's spoiled all right. And this is the whole vikuach with Moshe Rabbeinu. And we sit in the parasha, and the third makeh, Vayema Chartumim, Ezba Elohim. Epesio. But for sure Moshe was doing Moifsi. But the vikuach, the ichbaliti is liboy, was not like we stand there, Paro was a Rosha. Hashem says Paro is a Rosha. The Paro was a Rosha is Sinish the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Sinish the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Chartumim says, Ezba Elohim, Hayor Ezbar Elohim, Heinis. If you learn good the Parshas, this is the Tzira Soivev around the Machlekes. Because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Emes. And this is the Nekuda that I want to speak about today, the Midas HaEmes. I want a little bit Oimek and then Lemaisadik. We know Chisomoy Shel Hashem Emes. Chisomoy Shel Hashem Emes. As the famous Gemara in Rabbi Shua ben Levi, when his time came to die, so he asked Hashem told Malchamoves to go to asked him what he wants, and he says, I wanted to see my chelek in Gan Eden. He took him up, jumped over. So Malach HaMavis was holding on to his jacket. So he made a shvur that he doesn't leave. So they said, if during this world he was matir neder amol, will be matir the neder also. If during the shvur, during this world, he was never matir neder, we will let him to stay. We will not be matir as neder. And they looked, he was never matir neder, so they told him that he could stay. Siddharth Torah Snedorim, and Ishtokinah Torah Snedorim. The Torah says, Emes. The Ish Emes is not matir nedorim. If he's pure Emes in this world, we will not spoil it for him in Olam Emes. If he was matir amos neder, so we could be matir neder. Hashem is Emes. This world is called Olam HaShekah. Why this world is called Olam HaShekah? The difference of Sheker and Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Alam of Emes, absolute Emes, pure Emes, complete Emes. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam. This world is Sheker. The midah of Emes and Sheker be'etzem is a person that lives a life of Emes doesn't have a reason to read a book, Lamashal. I'll explain to you. I'll make it maybe clear. I have tivus to read a book. I like to read books. I'm not embarrassed to say it because I don't read even that I like to read. Yeah? I really like, every book that I see, I like to read. And why I don't read? Not because I'm scared that the mice, if you read, then it takes away from your learning because you think about the book that you read. I remember the book that I read when I was 5 years old, yeah? So, you know, you think about the middle of Seder, about that king killing that king, I don't know what the books today have inside, but what I'll say, I'm thinking to myself, well, I'll take 2 hours and I read a book and then what came out of it? Nothing came out of it. So Yadam did this. Yeah. So Baba Meisah said, someone written a whole Baba Meisah. I'll read for 2 hours. I enjoy reading it. Yeah. But what will come out of it? All of you, when you'll be a bit older and mature, yeah, you'll not want to read a book. Who reads books? Yeah. That doesn't have what to do in her life anyways. So she wants to spend her hours. So it's a very good way how the hours, mamash, fly through, like, you know, before you know it's 5 o'clock in the morning, yeah? So a person that, but if a person says, such a shame, 5 o'clock, that tomorrow I'm tired. I can't spend my hours reading. It's check, it's nothing. It's not much, I'm embarrassed myself to read a book, I can't explain it to you. It's embarrassing to read a book. Like, what, I don't know what to do with myself? When I'm bored? I don't know what to do? I'm not busy. And if a person is an Ish Emes, not only because he really has what to do, he has to learn the Gemara, he has to finish Shas, all of this, what he's reading, what, nothing will come out of this 5 hours. Nothing. He went to a trip somewhere. No, he will go and then come back, knowing what. So now he knows how El Ad looks, Seder. And now he knows how Miron looks, and now he knows how Hebron looks. And then what? What he has from it, so he knows. כי לא יהיה במסוע ייקח הכל. A person that is a Ish Emes with the years is known as Yonis in the world. I'm not saying that this is the way to work to take away the nisyanis. I'm just giving you an example or two that you'll understand that the Ish Emes doesn't have nothing from speaking Lashon Hara on someone. Could be Amoli's Niksha. He feels so empty after it. So I spoke against that person. So what I have from it? What I have from it? Nothing. I went to camp for 2 months, yeah? Know what I had? Ran, no? So what? So I went to camp. My mom said, I went to camp, no? He's embarrassed of himself that he went to camp. Imagine he was young, he needed to go to camp. Okay, he didn't know what to do in his house, Nebuch. But he's sitting in the shiva learning, thinking about going to camp. Like, what I have in camp? Talking to the kids in the dining room, serving, not serving, what? Coloring and everyone selling in canteen. Yeah? What I will have from it? Nothing. It's bluff. The ganze Sache is a bluff. So he goes 2 hours to a restaurant to eat. What he has from it? I said, well, someone's hungry. You know, he has to eat something. I said, no, he wants, you know. You can't schmooze to a person that you know that is stam. Sometimes you have a guy, you speak for 5 hours, and nothing comes out of him. You know this kind of friend. You can speak in Golish. I can't stand speaking to such a person. I cut off from all these kind of friends. I took off the numbers from my phone. I don't know them anymore. You call them after an hour, you didn't say nothing, yeah? Tells you. You start to feel empty. This is the emetim, the yisayid of emes. Kodesh Baruch Hu chisamay emes. It's not stam that Hashem has a stamp that is called emes. The oilom abo is called oilom ha-emes. This world is called oilom ha-shekel. And the emes is only emes. There's no emes and no emes. Because this is real. All the other things in the world is cheshbonus. It's cheshbonus. Cheshbonus is shekel. Cheshbonus is shekel. Now, the famous Chavis Arvobis brings down, there was a person that he was a big Rosha. He wanted to do tshuva. But a lot of times he tried to do tshuva. And every time that he did tshuva, lemaisa he failed. Every time that he did tshuva, it failed. So he went to Adam Godel to ask him a tikkun for tshuva. He told him, be mekabel on yourself to be a ish emes. To be a ish emes. Not to lie. Every different aveira you could do. Just not to lie. She said, this is it? He said, yeah. He said, okay, this. He said, no, but make a shvua and a tkiya skaf that you will never lie. But only that? He said, Shvuot ki eskaf, I will never lie. He went out so happy, I could do what I want. Kids, he gets up in the middle of the night, he's planning to rob the next house, like he was used to. And then he says, what a beef, they will ask him, what are you doing there? He can't lie. Kids, he's not going to lie, he's not going to rob tonight. Then, in the morning, you know, he didn't want to wake up. He didn't have a time, but he's sleeping a little bit. He says, Chavrusa will ask him, where you were? I said, I'm not feeling good, shekel. And I was saying, I slept in, I woke up at 11 o'clock, I can't lie. So he woke up. And then he realized that he can't do no aveiros. And mainly he came to Derech HaEmes. Chavis Salvavos brings down this maise. Maise is a Yishene maise. It's good to know this maise. It's one of the maises from Chavis Salvavos. But Be'emes, this maise is not only so strong like the Chavis Salvavos says it. Be'etzim, this is the point in life. When a person gets used to do emes, and he focuses to be a ish emes, not to be a ish shekel, so much things that he does in his life, go on the Derech HaYosho. Everyone knows how much time you lie, and because one lie, you know, for years you have to patch the lies, you know. The cover, another cover, and a cover, you know, I went there, and then when other person meets you, you make another story, and you know, and you're busy covering the other stories all of your life to cover that lie. A person has to be oivid and the midah of emes. This is what Be'etzem I want to speak about today. It's a kinyan that a person is koine. Now you have to know. I spoke, and the nice part of it, emes sounds so beautiful, shekel so sounds so low, cheap. If we start to go to Chazalim, doiver shkorim lo yikoin neged einai. Kas she'ein machnisim oisom lemichitzot shel Hashem, kas hashakronim. Medroshim ad hashakronim. Who are you to think? Okay. Kadosh Baruch Hu is this emes. We explained absolutely emes, and the shakran is not Hashem. Doiver shkorim lo yikoin le'ein neged einai. kashakronim ein machnisim meisro. So vaistois, I don't want to go now to the hesber of it. It's not only that this is the higher level and this is the lower level. The emes is, the Torah is emes, chisome shel Hashem emes, and the oilam ha-sheker is oilam ha-sheker. The midah of sheker is a midah p'chusa ba'odam, and the midas emes is a midah mechubada ba'odam. I started from the back, that the midas emes is the real yashris, the straight, the real, and the sheker is not that niceness. But it's more from that. The midas ha-sheker is the lowest madrege. They were shkorim lo yikim lo neged einai. And midas emes is the sheine madrege. A person has to know when he's a bacher. This is one of the midas that doesn't come with the time. You're right, when you're younger you lie left and right. And when you're older you don't lie left and right. But this doesn't mean that you become an ish emes. This means when you're younger, it's not, you say a hell, say a hell, you know, you don't think what you do also, yeah? You walk, you go, you sleep, you get up. When you're older, you're a bit more settled down. The midah to be a ish emes is a midah that if you work on, you coin it. Shteit in chavos alvaves, nochot tzadikim, a person that keeps emes and doesn't lie, when he davis and he gives a bracha, Kodesh Baruch Hu is mekayim it. Zeshtet? You have to know, one more chazal maybe before we speak practical. Chazal is saying, the Gemara in Makis Daf Chof Dalet, Doiver emes bilevovoi kigoin Rav Safra. Oise eile lo yimoy. This is a special bracha, bracha vakuk, vabidu mar shtoish, esim ha'arbo, shenema, Doiver emes bilevovoi kigoin Rav Safra. Zog Rashi, kigoin Rav Safra. That someone wanted to buy, he had a diamond, and someone wanted to buy it, but he was davening. So the guy said 1,000. He didn't respond. He said 2,000, right? He was davening. He said 5,000. He said 10,000. He said 20,000. When he finished, he said, Sholem, Rav Safra came over to him. He said, okay, you asking for 20,000? He said, no, I hadn't asked to give it to you in the beginning for 1,000, so take it for 1,000. More Makis Chavdal and Mudal, as you can see inside. When I was in your age, I thought Rav Safra is pushed a loser. There's no reason in the world. What he gave, so he thought to do it in 1,000. So now he's going to get 20,000. The guy's asking to pay 20,000. I added that 1,000. Why not? And it's straight. And if you have a machine, and you want to sell it, and you plan to get 100 for it, you want to buy it. And the guy says, I'll buy it. He said, so how much do you give for it? The guy says, 20,000. No. If you're a real person, you say, I had a das 100. And the Gemara says, this is the people that Hashem gave them a broch. And years, I'm not saying that now I understand it completely. It's about Nezach. Not allowed to make some money. You're not emes. You're not emes. So I'm not emes. So what? I'm not lying to no one. I want to tell you that when I got older, I chap shat in the Gemara. Rav Safra didn't work on himself. I'm a super guy, maybe I'll tell you the suffix, I have a suffix, but I don't think Rav Safra wanted to sell it for 20, because the guy said, but he knew that it's a halacha, they were MS Bilbova, and he sold it for 100. I have a tzad even that if a person does it because of that, could be, there's no Indian to do it because of that, could be. He was MS, so it was not even a tzad to sell it for more. This is the right madrega to be. I'm assuming if someone is only doing it to be Rav Safra, if it's an Indian or not, I can't decide. Not sure. Stomach, yes. We don't have musogim and emes. So this story cannot relate to us, at least to me. I don't know. Maybe today, Achshel Dor, much better people today, but I couldn't understand it. I was reading this Gemara again and again, like, what? Stop. Nanishka. You know, and I asked myself, if he would have more money, he could learn better. I had all the cheshbonos, what he would do with the money, yeah? The tzedakas, you know, support the poor people. So that was the top of the guilt. No, Deiver Emes Bilevovoi. Deiver Emes Bilevovoi. We saw Rochik. Moses says on one of the Amiroim that he had a terrible wife. One time we learn Alamol, the Memris. If you would ask for hadrin, she would give cold. If you would ask for cold, she would give hot. So Mamish Nufakel, close the window, she would open. Open, she would close. So his son chapped it, and when his mother would send him to do a message, he would switch it. So after a while, the father told the son was also Amoriho. Look, your mother became a good wife. So he said, Ta, mother didn't become a good wife. I switched. He told him, V'loi chashas le'dvar sheker ticho. You're not chashish le'dvar sheker ticho. Not chishish is bar sheker tircha. A person has to work on himself to work on emes. How you work on emes? I'll give the easiest example and then the harder example. So the marshal, a person decides he's over on emes. But we'll get to maybe the tachlis. So he goes to the airport and they ask him. Okay, everything in sukkah is yours. Now, he was mekabel himself. He's working on emes, yeah. Vos tuta. If he says it's not his, they open everything in 5 hours, yeah. He will miss the flight for sure. But he's working on emes. So the big people maybe will not take things that are not theirs that they don't have to lie. He would say for sure, instead of saying the word yes. For sure. I said, yours? For sure. I said, yes, for sure. You think it's a little thing. This means a person that sheker doesn't go out. Chazal say, Yaakov said, Ani, Esav b'chorecho, Chazal say. Well, it's a lie, it's Ani Esav b'chorecho. But he didn't lie. He didn't lie. Why I'm saying that? To take on yourself, a chokhmah and avoidus Hashem is, not to take on yourself things that you know in 2 months you're going to lie when you go out of the country. But a person could take on himself shlovim ben avodas Hashem. I'm over than emes. I'm not lying. A person has to do it b'shlovim. I know people, bali madrege. The Gemara says, I'm starting the Gemara. And you're not allowed to eat dmai. Dmai is what amoretz. You buy from amoretz. Need to hide the amoretz. But amoldi amoretz is b'chay amoretz ma'asrim. Or b'mir the amoretz. You're not allowed to buy dmai from that. You're not allowed to eat by the amoretz. Maybe it's not gemaisot. It's the Gemara in Shabbos you're allowed. Why? Because if he tells you it's meusa, emse the Shabbos alei. He doesn't lie. Shabbos amoretz doesn't lie. Yeah? Hind, we don't know what is amoretz. We don't know what is Shabbos. We know what it means. It doesn't lie in Shabbos. Yeah. We don't have a shaykhis to that. We don't relate to that. But a person could start with that. Shabbos or Yom Tov, he doesn't lie. He doesn't lie. Where I was, somewhere. He tries to avoid. Shabbos is not Moitzi Hashekhar Mipiv. He's not Moitzi Hashekhar Mipiv. Yom Tov, he's not Moitzi Hashekhar. Why I got a plate? I got a plate. Too bad. What you did? He doesn't lie in Shabbos. He's kind of a minion of emes. You have to know these things again. Shkorim lo it's not some midas are other yada name. You come up to the Shemayim. It's madreges. It's ruchnius. Person will say, you know, a lot of time when you speak about midas and zachim. People say that's good as Achim. We have a pasuk with Dvar Sheker Tirchak. It's not a pshat. It's a pasuk, you know, it's a inyonim. It's more wichtig from Baruch Hashem also. It's more wichtig from Baruch Hashem. Not to say a sheker. You have to know. Not to say a sheker means you have Rusa ask you understand, and you don't say kaha kaha. You don't say yes. Yeah, right, I was, yeah. When the guy understands, he says, yeah, what? Yeah, chvesh was. Shak. Mose. A bacher could take on himself a mole a week to work on emes. Chasach besser. A whole week, he works on emes. But it's avoida. It's a madrega. If a person manages to put inside himself, and I'm telling you, you see b'chush siyata d'shmaya. A lot of times a person feels if he says the emes, he will lose. He will lose. He will lose. The person has to learn to be doiver emes. Doiver emes. So I'm telling you, maybe they're taking ourselves till Purim at least. Every Shabbos. Person manages, he could extend it after. Not a shekel. But not a shekel. Now, when you mekabel not to say a shekel, there's three things. You mekabel not to say a shekel. And if I get stuck, I'm allowed to say gray, like we said, for sure. Again, like a tchilonat. And if I was nichshol, I'm mechuyev to go back to the person to say a lie. I don't have to say a lie. Niskalti, yeah. I remember that. It's a beautiful avoida. I want to tell you, chutz, this is the richtige avoida, and shei tfiloso in ishmas, a person that gets used to the emes, huge amounts, big percentage, if the yitzhoros that we have today disappear. Tell you, they don't disappear. I'm telling you, I mamish like to read books. Please hide. I have a taiva to read books. Any book that I see, I have a taiva to read. Mine is, but my wife reads English, and I can read English, so the taiva is very small, yeah? So now my kids are growing, so they have books in the house. Maybe not before I go finish the loon, middle of the night, I see piles of books. But not. But I'm embarrassed myself. It's a sheker. It's a garnished. So the taiva doesn't disappear. But it's so shekel. Well, I was speaking to this person now for half an hour, 11 o'clock, stam, I was shmoos the guy. I can't shmoos the guy's name. Stam, just to grind water. How's a shekel be? It's garnished. Nothing will come out of it. I can't do it. A person gets the mile of emes, his life opens different. You don't understand how things become so light. And this is the emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chaisama emes. This is Olam HaEmes. When you have Olam, when you feel emes, you're not jealous of people. You start to be jealous. You start to be mekane. Everything looks shaken. Everything looks a bluff. You're not jealous. I'll give you the example that I heard once. You read a book about someone that has, not Bobby Meiser, yeah? Has a palace and a palace and a palace and a yacht and a plane and all different things, yeah? But he doesn't exist. You're jealous of him? You're jealous of the person in the book? Maybe Heinz is adult and you're jealous of the person in the book, yeah? No, but you're jealous of someone that really exists. When you look at him, such a shekel b'gazach. He's doing nothing in his life. Such a bluff. Such a shekel. He looks like a book. All of the kin of a taiva that a person has in life, talk to you don't have to talk to. It's a shekel. It's a gomish kutai anyway. Nothing will come out of it anyway. So why to talk? Why to spend my time on these things? Everything disappears. Everything. Keloi hoyo. Keloi hoyo. This is the avoid. Then it's Hashem. We'll be zoich atake that Hashem emes.